So, Lupe, I've been taking Spanish classes for a long time, and I'm actually planning on taking a trip to Mexico this summer to help further my Spanish speaking skills. What's some advice you could give me on me learning Spanish?
Well, are you traveling by yourself to Mexico?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I think to start off, that is a great idea because I know when we took our trip to Mexico, it's a little bit different when you have someone else with you who speaks your primary language. It's so easy to just ask for help or ask that person to just say something for you. So I think you going and being there by yourself and not being around people that speak your primary language, which is English, is really going to help you with practicing your Spanish. Because I do believe that practice does make perfect, and it doesn't matter how many classes you take or how many books you read, you really have to practice. So for you to be around other people who speak Spanish is really going to get you involved and really going to get you to speak the language.
And that's probably my biggest problem. I've taken a lot of Spanish classes and learned it in class, but I've never liked to practice because I've always wanted to speak my Spanish perfectly. I've always wanted to be able to just start speaking and not have to worry about making a mistake.
Yeah, and you can't worry about things like that because you can't expect yourself, to learn it quickly and learn it perfectly. Pronunciation is always hard, but you have to understand that even when you don't pronounce everything perfectly, people are still going to understand what you're trying to say. And the more you speak it, the better it's going to get. So you will perfect it with time. So don't expect yourself to pronounce everything right the first time. That's really how you learn from your mistakes.